Well, let's get to that individual that I promised would come Mike's side with us. We're talking about Winky Medad, a longtime broadcast partner with us. He is in the center part of the state of Israel. It's a place called Shiloh, great biblical historical background. It is in what has been referred to as the Jewish settlements. It's basically the heart of the Jewish settlements there in Judea and Samaria. And if you've been paying attention to the news, the two young Israeli men who were killed after being kidnapped, and then the horrific death of a Arab Palestinian young man as well out of the Jerusalem area. Neither one of these are justified. Both are horrific crimes upon humanity. But having said all of that, I want to talk with Winky Medad. He does live in the Jewish settlements. It was three young men from the Jewish settlements while hitchhiking that were kidnapped and then murdered. And Winky, I would have to say, this is a crime on humanity, a crime on the state of Israel. And they are going to find the perpetrators of this kidnapping and killing, are they not?
Well, I think it's their intention, and we usually do sooner or later. I mean, this was simply a cruise-by kidnapping with the intention of holding them hostage. What we do know from the facts are that they were killed by gunfire shortly after their kidnapping, and their bodies were dumped in a field. Besides the fact that they were youngsters, two of them were 16 and one was 19, they were civilians. And I want to point out that even those people who perhaps have doubts about Israel's policies, you do not combat your enemy, however you define him, exclusively directing your violence at civilians, whether they're school children, whether they're eating in restaurants, watching films in cinemas, or going to supermarkets and buying some groceries. This is not the field of battle, no matter what you claim your rights are or what your other rights are being trampled. This is not the way to do things. Jimmy, there was simply a search operation. No one was injured except when rocks were thrown at the soldiers and they needed to disperse them. The situation is such, the army needed to get to these people as quickly as possible.
There has been the statement made that there's going to be retaliation, and many of the Jewish settlers are being accused of retaliating. Now, they don't know, as you say, who is responsible for this murder of the Arab young man from Jerusalem. Is that the heart of the Jewish settlers out there? Would they like to perpetrate revenge upon the Arabs for these three young men being killed just by going out and killing somebody else? Is that the way Israel works and operates?
Of course not. When the Jewish people here in Israel talk about retaliation, first of all, it's the government responsibility. We are a state. We have police, we have armed forces, and we will defend ourselves. And as you probably know, because you know the news as well, we've been taking hits, not only in open spaces, but on schools and kindergartens over this past few days from Hamas and Gaza by the rockets. That seems to be just going by the wind there. No one is highlighting that. Secondly, as everybody knows, when we talk about retaliation, we're talking about building new communities, adding to our communities, more institutions, more schools, more vineyards and more orchards. This is our retaliation of those who don't want us here, and that should be obvious to all.
There have been some statements made by some of the radical Palestinian Islamic Arab terrorists who have said they're going to go after some of those Jewish settlers, and that there's no Jewish settlers going to be safe in the future, i.e. because of the kidnapping and killing of these three young men. Does that bring fear upon the Jewish settlers, or resolve that we're going to stand true and continue to do what the Lord has opened up for us to have, a land that the forefathers of our peoples had, and he has promised to give it to them?
First of all, Jimmy, I think we know each other for a few decades now, and I live in Judea and Samaria, specifically Shiloh in the Benjamin region. I fully intend to continue to live here as my daughter, my married daughter does in nearby Ophra with four of my grandchildren. So we're not overly concerned. We faced a first intifada, a second intifada, and everything in between. We accept the reality of the Arab terror and try to do our best to defend ourselves and to make sure that terror does not succeed. Secondly, we were not the people to organize a social media campaign of flashing three fingers in joy that these three young men had been kidnapped. Their society was the one that supported this Hamas abduction. And again, I feel very unfair at it being blamed as if it is an equivalency between extremists on both sides. We have assumed for ourselves the responsibility that was placed on the soldiers of our forefathers from the times of Abraham to David and further, that this is our land, this is the Holy Land, we have a special purpose here. People who believe in that will also benefit from that special purpose and the fulfillment of the prophecies. It will bring mankind peace. It will bring mankind hope, and we hope that our example here will eventually overcome the evil and the hatred that we face.
What Winky Madad just said is absolute, because it is God's word, and ultimately there will be peace in that land between all peoples. That's what the ancient Jewish prophets told us many years ago. Winky, thank you for reminding us of those statements made by those ancient Jewish prophets. But as we look at today, we have a future that is bringing great hope to us that this will indeed come to pass. Thank you, my dear friend, for your insight.
Thank you, Jimmy. Goodbye to you and our listeners.